You're listening to the Texas Standard.
For a lot of parents in particular, man, every moment counts, doesn't it? I mean, with last weekend's sales tax holiday on back-to-school stuff, things really have started to feel like a race for a return to the classroom, right? I mean, in fact, for many districts, I was thinking back East Texas in particular, I know this for a fact, today marks the start of the new school year. Other districts are still ramping up. I know a lot of teachers are returning to class for the first time since summer started. Anyone else notice, I don't know, maybe just a little more anxiety over grades than in the past? I mean, you remember as a school kid, right? You wait for those report cards to come in. Well, on Wednesday, Texas schools themselves get report cards, and though they're not out yet, many teachers and administrators are worried about what those grades could add up to. Know the feeling. Aaliyah Swaby is public education reporter for the Texas Tribune, and she's following this anticipated rollout of these report cards. Aaliyah, welcome to Texas Standard.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Am I right? Is this the first time that Texas has had an A through F style system? I thought that report cards for schools have been coming out for some time.
Yeah, Texas has had a few different systems for rating schools. The most recent one has been a pass-fail system. So, you know, they're either met standard or improvement required. This year, this August, in a couple of days, is the first time that school districts will be receiving official grades on a scale from A through F instead of the previous pass-fail rating.
How do you decide which school gets an A versus, say, a B? I mean, there's the tough calls that are always the hardest, I guess.
Yeah, there's the way that the accountability system will work is there are three categories that school districts will be rated in, including student achievement, school progress, and then closing the gaps. So how well are they doing, mostly on standardized test scores for student achievement? How well are students progressing compared to last year and compared to schools that are similar? And then how well are the schools and districts doing in, you know, making sure that students who belong to disadvantaged subgroups, you know, including kids who are economically disadvantaged or kids who are in special education, kids of color, how well are they doing in making sure that those students are actually catching up to students who tend to do better on those tests and in schools.
On the face of it, you would think that this would be really helpful for parents who are trying to find good places for their kids to go to school. But this also, you begin to have a sort of taxpayer shopping, don't you? I mean, you end up with some of the most affluent folks looking for the A schools, having the ability to gravitate or move to those A schools, when the difference between an A school and a B school or a B school and a C school might not be enormous. It could have huge impacts, though, on the systems themselves, it would seem to me.
The argument on the state side is that, as you said, this is, you know, they're saying this is a lot easier. Everyone understands what an A means because every parent, you know, has a report card coming out for their kid. And so it's a system that makes sense for a school system. And then you have superintendents and some of the educator advocacy groups saying that this will just make it less likely that schools that need more resources will get them because, you know, families can look at a C and not look at anything else about the school and then choose to not go to that school. In larger numbers. And so, you know, their argument is that there's no sense of how campuses and districts can then improve if they get a low grade. And so it puts schools at a disadvantage.
Nonetheless, as you and folks at the Texas Tribune have been reporting, teachers are organizing against this A through F system. But yep. With report cards coming out on Wednesday, is anything going to stop that train?
Definitely not. Nothing is going to stop the ratings from coming out on Wednesday. I think the question is how much organizing and what will the organizing be between Wednesday and, you know, there's a legislative session coming up where theoretically there could be another take on this accountability system that's already been edited a couple of times since it was first proposed. So you know, we have months to go before that happens, but I think that's at least what the educators are hoping to be able to do to change the conversation and potentially change the system itself.
You can read all about it from Elias Wabe, who's public education reporter for the Texas Tribune at texastribune.org. She's following this anticipated rollout. Aaliyah, thanks so much.
Thank you.